And we thought we would welcome this friend here into the Muser's Bunker, who, I didn't know this, but he says he's a nudist. We say good morning to Rick Skinlonen.
Hi, guys. Hi, George.
To one of the Skinlonen brothers.
Hi, George. Why aren't you saying hi to me?
Hi.
Where's your brother?
Nick couldn't make it. You know why?
Why?
He's doing something really cool today.
What's that?
This involves a muscle car I'm leaving.
He is going online to the web system.
Yeah.
And he is thinking about investigating purchasing a Mustang all day today.
He's thinking about investigating.
Yeah, he's purchasing thinking about investigating purchasing a Mustang. And he's looking at all the options.
Okay, well, I guess that's keeping him busy.
Yeah, it is. But he says he sends his high.
He sends his high.
Yeah, he does. He loves you guys. He listens to you on the Sports Today app.
Oh, well, that's great.
That's good.
Yeah, and you know what? He loves your show.
He loves our show.
Yeah, he loves listening to your show. Okay. On the Sports Today app.
Well, send him a high from us.
I will. Yeah, as you mentioned earlier in your show program, you talked about being nude.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a nudist since the beginning of being a non-kid.
Since you were an adult.
Yeah, since I was an adult. Since I became since the beginning of when I became a non-kid, I've been a nudist. And Nick got me into it.
He did.
He was a nudist.
Yeah, well, he became a spokesperson for a nudist colony when the endorsements were really drying up.
Right.
So it was the only place that would hire him to be a spokesperson. So, of course, he said yes.
A little extra moolah.
Yeah, he needed some of that rich moolah.
Moolah.
God.
So he said yes to him. So he had to go make an appearance at the nudist colony.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, being the good brother that I am, decided to tag along to support him. And I was really nervous because my body is what you and your friends would call underdeveloped.
No.
Yeah,
but you played 20 years in the NFL.
I know, but I was such a small weakling.
No.
I'm so thin,
not
so
you.
Short, and just so challenged. But as Nick said in his copy points, Junk Central is a friendly, welcoming place. That was the name of the nudist colony, Junk Central.
Junk Central.
Yeah, it was near a junkyard. And their slogan was, it's a friendly, welcoming place where the only things we don't allow are clothes and judgments. So I felt comfortable going there. Well, I get there, and I take my clothes off. And you know what the members of that nudist colony did?
What?
They laughed at me.
That's good. Terrible.
Yeah, that's great.
And they made me turn sad.
Oh, even better.
They even made better. You
yeah.
turn sad.
They made me turn sad.
Well, they weren't supposed to judge you. That's terrible.
Yeah, and their laughter and jeering made my eyes rain.
Nobody speaks like that.
So I had to put on a nearby hula skirt for the rest of Nick's appearance down there. Yeah. But Nick, I mean, he loved it. He did all sorts of cool things to show how normal nude life is.
Mm-hmm.
He played volleyball, and he put on a rock climbing exhibition. And he squatted over an alligator's mouth as a show of strength. And he did the 30-minute helicopter challenge. Do y'all know what that is?
What is that?
30
exactly?
minutes?
Yeah,
wow.
It's real weird. That part was kind of scarring to me, I'll be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
And he got applause for everything he did, whereas me, I had to hide in the hula skirt that was nearby when I needed it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm surprised that they didn't make fun of your voice.
Why would you say that?
What? Well, why would they make fun of what's wrong with my voice?
I don't know.
Well, Oh, nothing.
Anyway.
It's just me. That's something weird.
Can we get back to what I'm talking about, please? So, I love the nudist colony. Never return again, but I've always supported Junk Central because they were good to Nick at a time of need.
No.
Yeah, they were so nice. It was a good damn. So.
Well, that'll about wrap it up.
No, I'm not finished.
Okay.
And so, now I can't be nude without post-traumatic stress kicking in.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's got to be tough for you.
So every time I shower now, I put on what I call a partial tuxedo.
Partial
what
tuxedo?
What is that?
It's where I put on the tuxedo, but I don't fully tie the tie. That's when I shower.
For the shower?
Yeah, for the shower.
That's terrible. You need to see a psychiatrist about this.
I know. Well, do you have the card of a good sports psychiatrist that I could see?
As a matter of fact, we do. It's
you do?
Dr. Maxwell is his name.
And you mind if I roll tape on the session and we play it on the air one day at 8:40?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Can't do it.
Okay, why is George being so mean to me?
Yeah, don't be mean to him.
You're making Rick Kern into sad.
Oh, he's suffering from PTSD. PTSD, George.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm wearing half a tuxedo right now. Be nice to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to let you get on your way.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping by the bunker.
Hey, bye, Rick.
Thank you, guys, for having me. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye, Rick.
Out.
All right. For those still with us, is Dan Snyder going to be kicked out of the NFL next?